This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I am Henrik DeGeer. Today I'm speaking with Stephen Miller. Stephen, how are you?
I'm fine.
Stephen, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I've worked with digital assets for cultural heritage organizations, such as libraries, museums, archives, historical societies, that type of thing. I used to work in a university library, and when I did that, I served as metadata consultant, and I assisted with metadata design for digital collections of mostly digitized items, like such as images and text from our archival collections. I also co-chaired a metadata working group for a Wisconsin statewide cultural heritage digital asset repository. And what I do now is I teach full-time University of Wisconsin Milwaukee School of Information Studies. As part of that, I teach a graduate course on metadata and also an online continuing education workshop on metadata for digital collections for people working in the field.
You wrote a how-to manual about metadata. Tell us more about this.
I've been teaching my graduate level metadata course for many years in the school, and I really never found an adequate textbook that really addressed the hands-on, how-to-do-it aspects of designing a metadata scheme and creating metadata for digital assets or objects. As I worked through the course, I ended up creating my own material that was kind of more or less equivalent to my own textbook, but I had it in various kinds of Word documents, examples, illustrations, and exercises. And what prompted me to write the book was that I received a lot of positive feedback from working professionals in the field who took my online metadata workshop, and they said how helpful it was to them in practice. So that led me to approach a publisher about actually publishing my own book, and they liked my proposal and agreed that it would be a good thing. Metadata for Digital Collections, a How to Do It Manual, fills a gap in addressing that really hands-on how to do it aspect. It includes principles and various other topics about metadata, but also that hands-on aspect. And it is oriented towards cultural heritage digital asset.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with digital asset management?
I think there are a lot of challenges, and the ones, of course, I'm most familiar with relate to metadata and controlled vocabularies. I think that they're extremely critical to provide intellectual access to any organization's digital assets. It's a challenge to design a good metadata scheme from the beginning that's going to serve the user needs for whatever organization it is. Good metadata is essential to helping people find what they need or what they want to do their jobs and to discover resources they might not otherwise have thought about. After designing a good scheme or element set and the specifications for that, the other challenge is to create good quality metadata to put into that scheme. Digital asset management system. And I think it's a challenge for a lot of people who do metadata collections to really understand how important it is, how critical it is for findability and usability of digital assets for an organization. That's a challenge to get people to understand that. Another challenge is I think that the design of a metadata scheme, and when I say a metadata scheme, I mean the selection of the elements, the specifications, as for example, is an element required or optional, and various database specifications and so forth, that design of the scheme and the design of the back-end database and the front-end user interface should all go hand-in-hand with each other. I think they're really all interdependent, and the same people should be involved in doing that. I really think it helps to develop a set of functional requirements from the beginning. And have several key people in the organization involved in that, the people who know what kinds of digital assets the organization has and how they need to be used.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think it's good to learn what you can about metadata or digital assets, and digital collections, whether through books or articles and so forth. It's a very helpful thing to understand database design and data modeling, since a digital asset management system is a database. It's good to understand what metadata is, that it's really just another form of data in a database, but it's about the digital assets. It describes them, it provides access points for finding them, it helps people to gather various assets based on common characteristics. Metadata can also help to manage and preserve digital assets over time. I think it's really important to understand how critical control vocabularies are for giving people consistent retrieval of digital assets. And I think that working even in creating a simple database in like Microsoft Access or even in a flat spreadsheet in Excel and using sorting and filtering functions can help illustrate how the values that you put into each cell are going to affect whether people can retrieve data consistently.
Great. Well, thanks, Stephen.
Sure.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.